visiting with Senator John Bozeman in his second term, and you've announced for your third term, right?
I have.
Good. It's a long way from that small office in the House of Representatives.
It is. I have to be careful around people like you that actually know me from the old days.
And you've been endorsed by former President Trump.
I have, and really pleased. You know, President Trump did a, you know, record economy, so much with lowering restrictions. And, again, I think did a great job in getting some vaccine in record time, and the list goes on and on. So,
now, you're in Mountain Home today, and you're promoting your Shots in the Arm tour. Tell me about that.
We are. I think getting vaccinated is the quickest way back to normal, which we all desperately want. And so just encouraging people, some people don't want to go that route, and that's fine. That's their decision. But for those that do, we want to make sure that they're accessible. And so we've been to big clinics, little clinics, making sure that all of the different routes are working, that they're getting the vaccines that they need, and then also that people are able to make it easy for them to get in and get vaccinated if they'd like.
And Arkansas is doing a pretty good job.
They're doing a very, very good job.
It's really dropping now.
It's dropping, and with the governor's saying that now we're at the point where anyone can show up, and get vaccinated. That's a good thing, because some people were concerned maybe they were taking somebody else's place or didn't understand. So we've eliminated that burden, and I think we'll have a real surge in a positive way in the next few weeks.
And your legislation to expand VA vaccine eligibility to all vets in the recent passage, that was good.
Well, it was good, and that really came from Arkansas. Some veterans were concerned. They went in to get vaccinated and wanted their wives vaccinated, which makes sense, if they are, and they couldn't do it. And so at a hearing, we were visiting with the head of the VA Health, and I asked him about it, and he said, that's correct, that they couldn't. And I asked him, if that was, something we could get fixed. And he said, yeah, it needs to be fixed. So I turned to the chairman of the committee, Senator Tester from Montana, and said, we need to fix this. And so we got a bill together, and a couple weeks later it was passed. And what it does is essentially open up the ability of the VA to give vaccinations to everyone, which is great.
And people do work together in Washington sometimes, don't they?
They do. You hear about the bad stuff.
You always remind me of that.
But, there are a lot of good things that go on, particularly in regard to veterans. That's certainly not a partisan issue. That's not about Republicans or Democrats. That's just trying to take care of people that served and always remembering that these are earned benefits. These aren't give-me's.
Well, now, here's a situation where there is partisanship, and that is, President Trump lowered the rate, corporate interest or corporate tax rate from 35% to 21%. And now President Biden wants to bring it back up to 28%. And a key part of the White House jobs and infrastructure plan is to raise the corporate tax rate to do that for that $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Now, people I talk to are in favor of the infrastructure work. They're in favor of roads, bridges, and airports, but not all the social that goes into this $2 trillion. What's your feelings on that?
No, I agree with you totally, and that's what I'm hearing from the people of Arkansas. They're very concerned about the tax increase, and that's small business, that's big business, it's everyone. And I'm not a genius, but I know that if you go from 21 to 28%, that's 7% of 21. That's a third increase in your taxes. I had a clinic, a small business with my brother. I understand about that very, very much, and that's hard to overcome. So the other problem, too, is of that $2.2 trillion, only about $600 billion, $650 billion has anything to do with roads and bridges and runways, things like that. A lot of it is as you point out, it's how do they describe it? It's like... social construction or whatever. You know,
it's scary.
Well, it's just a way to sneak things in there that don't have anything to do with what you see so many times in Washington with these bills' names. They don't have anything to do with what they're doing. You know, it's just I'm very concerned right now. I don't know of a Republican that will support this bill. You have to work at that to not getting a single Republican in Congress, you know, not to, because we do have partisanship, but you know, generally, I just talked about a bill, you know, that we were able to get unanimous consent. We could have easily gotten 60 votes in the Senate, but to not get a single vote, like I say, you almost have to work putting stuff in there that is so out there that nobody can vote for it.
Senator Manchin out from West Virginia, who is all of a sudden is a powerhouse in Washington, he said that he might go 25%, but he wouldn't go to 28%.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. He's always under a lot of pressure, but I'm for holding it where it's at. That's one of the major reasons that again, under President Trump, we were able to have the economy that we had. And I don't think anybody, and there's no one I talk to, that's out in the real world feels like they're not taxed enough. You combine that 21% with state taxes, sales tax. I think the average in Arkansas is about 9.5%. You know, you throw in your Social Security and Medicare, which I'm very worried about in the sense that there is a finite amount of money, and you know, we're talking about we spent $900 billion in December, and again with a very bipartisan vote on that. Okay. We've only spent about 20% of that, now. There's $1 trillion worth of other stuff that we passed last year that still isn't spent. And then you're talking about these numbers are staggering, $1.9 trillion, now another $2.2 trillion. Somebody's got to pay for that eventually. And you worry about interest rates creeping up a little bit, just the payment on the interest gets where it starts crowding out all of your, you know, all of your ability.
And you've got gas prices going up.
Gas prices going up, which really does hit people, particularly in rural America.
You are backing legislation to improve financial stability of the electric co-ops.
Yes.
Of course, we've got North Arkansas Electric Co-op.
Nobody does a better job than our co-ops. They work so hard, and so we're trying to make it such that they can use some additional tools to lower their costs, and so we're working very, very hard on that. A good friend of mine, Senator Hovind from North Dakota, is helping to lead that charge, and so hopefully we'll get that moving in the right direction.
In Mountain Home, working on the shots in the arm promotion?
Yep. Again, just making sure that the flexibility is out there for people to, whether it's taking shots to them or them coming to a central location, just making sure that everybody that wants to has the opportunity. And I certainly would encourage people. Sometimes you don't want to be the first one to do some of these things, but literally, you know, millions and millions and millions of people have had this done. And the other thing is we can be so proud of our country getting this done in 10 months. I mean, that's like going to the moon. And so, we can be proud of that, and the good news is these things are very they work, and that's the important thing.
Senator John Bozeman has announced for a third term. Anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, just how much I appreciate being with you and hanging out a little bit. Love to be in this area. This is certainly such a beautiful part of the state, it's just wonderful to be here, especially, well, I start to say this time of the year, but it's beautiful all throughout the year with the seasons. It really is.
Ready to really.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.